Actor James Van Der Beek has died. He was best known for playing the lead on the hit show Dawson's Creek in the late 90s and early aughts. Van Der Beek announced in 2024 that he had colon cancer. His family posted on Instagram that he died peacefully this morning. He was 48 years old. NPR's Mia Venkat has this remembrance.
James Van Der Beek was a Connecticut theater kid who made it big when he was only 21. When he dropped out of college to play a 15-year-old aspiring filmmaker, Dawson Leary.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi. I'm Dawson.
You're Dawson. Yeah, I know.
Dawson is this very earnest dreamer.
Lori Bindig-Usman is a media studies professor. She wrote an academic book about Dawson's Creek.
Dawson was so earnest and was such a goody-two-shoes that he sometimes came across as a sad sack.
You want him. You want him like I want you. You love him like I love you.
Like in this scene where he urges his best friend since childhood, Joey Potter, played by Katie Holmes, to go for their friend Pacey, even though Dawson is in love with her.
Well, the difference is he loves you back the same way.
Dawson's Creek had millions of viewers weekly on the WB. It became a defining show for millennials, and it helped start the era's boom of teen-centered dramas. Over six seasons, the show made stars of Katie Holmes, Joshua Jackson, and Michelle Williams, as well as James Van Der Beek. Professor Bindig-Usman says his character changed over the course of the show.
He goes from this sort of narcissistic but lovable, self-indulgent, regular teenage boy. Then he's a doofus to some extent where he is blind to his love of the girl next door, his longtime best friend, Katie Holmes.
Who rejects him in this scene.
And you think that whatever was wrong when you were with me is going to magically get better when you're with him?
I don't know, Dawson. I don't know, okay? I just know that I need him.
Van Der Beek was so associated with the role of Dawson, it may have hindered his ability to land other big roles over his career. Still, in 1999, he starred in the coming-of-age film Varsity Blues as a high school football player who wants to get out of Texas.
Playing football at West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
And in 2002's Rules of Attraction, he played a toxic college drug dealer who calls himself an emotional vampire.
Search for this night's prey. Who will it be?
And he actually played a parody version of himself in 2012. In the sitcom Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, he's a self-obsessed actor trying to get people to see him as someone other than his character in Dawson's Creek, pretty unsuccessfully. Like the episode where he decided to teach an acting class to one-up James Franco.
So when I begin to inhabit a character, I ask myself, who is he, what does he want, and what is he going to do if he doesn't get it? Now, let's talk about how this would impact our approach to the role of Hamlet.
Was it fun kissing Katie Holmes?
Let's try and stay focused.
Did anyone have an eating disorder?
Okay, we're not here to talk about Dawson's Creek. We're here to explore the craft.
Do the monologue from the episode where you realize you love Joey. Do it!
And in real life as well, to most of his fans, that floppy blonde-haired Dawson Leary is the one that stole their hearts.
All we have goes beyond friendship. Beyond lovers. It's forever. I love you too, Joey.
Their farewell was bittersweet. Mia Venkat, NPR News.